When I was in college, I started sleeping with one of my best friends. He and I had become really close during our freshman year, and by sophomore year, we were spending almost all our time together. I had never thought about sleeping with him until he brought it up one night. We were going to smoke a joint, which I was rolling, and he asked me why I hadn't slept with anyone new that semester. I told him I just hadn't met anyone that I wanted to fuck. He responded that I could fuck my friends, to which I replied that I didn't think my guy friends saw me that way, which I now know to be naive. He then told me he'd sleep with me in the right situation. And it didn't happen right away, but fast forward 6 months and we had started sleeping together. Despite sleeping together, we were trying to maintain our friendship, but it was getting to the point that whenever we saw each other, we had to fuck. One day we were hanging out and he interrupted our conversation to ask me if I had masturbated and thought of him. I had, but he was a cocky guy and I didn't want to give him the satisfaction, so I didn't answer. A little while later, we were walking up to the fence that separated our undergraduate campus from a beautiful cemetery. Because it was such a nice cemetery, a lot of kids used to go up there to smoke weed. We climbed through the hole in the fence and started chatting about random things. Close to the entrance was a stone bench under a tree that was just off the path, off the main path. We walked down to the bench and sat down, started smoking, and continued talking. Right as a friend called me, he asked me if I had thought about him while playing. I answered the phone. As I was talking to my friend, he reached over and started rubbing my clit through my leggings. I did my best to hold in a gasp when he did, not wanting my friend on the phone to suspect anything. Eventually, we finished our conversation and I got off. And by this point, he had stood up in front of me and his hard cock was out and just about eye level. He took his cock in his hand and traced my breasts with it, easily done as I was wearing a low-cut top. I could feel myself growing wet with anticipation. I loved it when he fucked me. He pulled me up and pushed me to my knees, and I circled my hand around his shaft as I looked up at him, my mouth wide open. I started to tease his cock with my tongue, bobbing back and forth a few times before abruptly pulling me back up. He grabbed me by the waist, turned me around quickly, and pressed his body into me. His teeth grazed the back of my neck and whispered into my ear, "Is this what you thought about when you played with yourself?" I managed to let out a breathy yes before he slid his hand to the small of my back and ran his hand upward, pushing me down so that my hands were bracing myself against the bench. He pulled down my leggings and stepped forward, trailing his cock up and down my soaking wet pussy. I had completely forgotten where we were. No thoughts of being public, being seen, or being caught entered my mind. It was even still light outside. All I could think about was how badly I needed his cock inside me. After what seemed like forever, he finally pushed himself into me, and for that moment I felt complete. Until he moved, just slightly, and filled me back up again, and I was filled with the same sensation all over. He started to fuck me, really fuck me, as I gripped onto the bench. I was lost in ecstasy, his big cock pumping into me over and over again as I moaned uncontrollably. And suddenly he pushed me back down, knocking me down onto my elbows. And I moaned deeply as I arched my back so he could get the best angle. As he continued to fuck me, now harder than ever, I could feel my orgasm build. It became more and more intense as he pounded into me, my breasts bouncing right out of my shirt. Finally, I was right on the edge, and with one more thrust, I started to come, hard, and all over his cock. I'm sure he could feel my pussy twitching, and shortly after I came, he came deep inside my pussy. He thrust it inside me a few more times, slowly, but still deep and hard as I spasmed intermittently on his cock. I let out a big sigh when he pulled his cock out, satisfied for the time being. Then I pulled up my leggings, and we essentially just went back to talking. Left the cemetery and didn't speak of it until the next time we fucked.